Alright, the On 100 Podcast. This is your man Double D's. I'm here with my man Vanimation.
What up, what up?
What's going on? Yo, man, a historical thing is happening here in the ATL.
Okay.
I think this is the first time this has ever happened, right? You know, they got the A3C Festival jumping off.
Okay.
And they're gonna have Rakim and Big Daddy Kane on the same bill.
Mm.
I think that's the first time that has ever happened in history.
Well, I think they did shows before. I think they've been out before. They performed together.
Okay.
They performed together.
Yeah.
They shows too.
Well, you know, it's like a big thing because, you know, there was a story thing back in the day about who was the better MC, and it was
right.
A battle that just never happened. You know what I'm saying? And
what it was is, if I may,
mm-hmm.
It was a subliminal battle.
Okay.
It was subliminal.
Okay.
There were shots taken on both sides.
Really?
But it wasn't the way people try to make it out to
be. Right.
Because there's certain facts about the two factions, the two camps, that people don't realize.
Right.
And that would have always prevented any kind of altercation. That shit would have never happened.
Right. Now isn't it to some degree, for one thing, it was like, wasn't Kane some way, wasn't they both affiliated to some degree?
Exactly.
Okay.
So the affiliation between Kane and Rakim is this. Eric B's little brother, was Rakim's road manager.
Wow, okay.
You know, And he built, so in other words, it's like, Kane Fulkasi is family code.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That was an extension of the Kane. That was an extension of the Kane Fulkasi.
Oh, wow, so they were
family. And make it no mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Make no mistake. Eric and his brother used to hang. It wasn't like and he wasn't cool. No, that was his brother.
Right.
So, you know, I would say this. It was a lyrical secret war, but it was nothing that was ever going to come to head. There was nothing, no issues that was going to come about from it because they were there together.
Right. And, you know what I'm saying? And it was interesting, like, in an interview, they was talking to Big Daddy Kane, and he was saying that the battle that he really wanted to do was against KRS-One. And
well,
that, I think that well, would have been more...
The at the time, now, let's just keep this in perspective.
Okay.
We're talking lyrics.
Right.
We're not talking about crews and beef and none of that type of shit.
Okay.
We're talking lyrically.
Right.
Lyrically. Kane. Pussy Rap.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys used to go at KRS.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, now that probably stems from them all being in the Juice Crew, and there was of course the big thing back in the day for those who didn't know about Boogie Down Productions and Juice Crew being rival rap groups, and this is back in the day where battle rapping was the thing. This record
well, had to do it also. It was a battle radio station.
Okay, right.
A battle radio station.
Right.
So basically, you had KRS. Boogie Down Productions representing Kiss with Red Alert.
With Red Alert.
And then you had, of course, the Juice Crew with Molly Hall, Mr. Magic,
On WBLS.
On WBLS. On BLS. Right. 107.5.
Right.
These are for those who don't know. Right. These are the two original rap shows in New York.
Right. It's the biggest.
The biggest
commercial.
And they're the first.
Right.
They're the first radio station. There was no radio station before them.
Right.
Playing rap.
Right.
Playing hip hop.
Right.
On mainstream radio. Mainstream terrestrial radio.
Right.
So you had Marley, who was not just a DJ, he was a producer.
Right.
And then you had you had Red Alert, who was just a DJ.
Right.
But KRX, you know, had two groundbreaking disc records.
Right.
And
against
the Juice Crew.
Against the Juice Crew, okay.
You know, because he didn't just mention Shan, he mentions Maury.
Oh, yeah, he mentioned that. Yeah, right, that's right.
He mentioned Shan.
Uh-huh.
But, what I believe.
You know what? And now, come to think of it, you would think, like I'm saying, let's just say the Symphony. You would think that whole lineup
with the problem was
would release a nuclear bomb against the whole Boogie Down.
This is what I believe. This is what I believe. Marley's biggest mistake was not sticking Kool G Rap on him.
Right. Oh. Oh.
That's who he's supposed to have shaked on KRS.
Right.
Because there was a lot of funny stuff going on too, man. There was a lot of funny stuff going on.
I mean, like I said, like as the Symphony lineup, when you think of maybe not so much Master Ace, but when you think of Craig G had a storied he was a battle rapper. He had a storied battle rap against Supernatural, and Supernatural was like the beast of his time.
Yes, yes.
And Craig G went up against him and, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So,